Joel.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
What are we? We're talking about Germans here, right?
We haven't started talking about anything yet. I just put you on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just had a quick question. I have this German, I don't know if, like, a big German knife.
I got a big German bank.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if maybe you could tell me, how old it is or anything about it.
Oh, sure I could. Yeah, just describe it to me and I'll help you out.
All right. It's probably about 6 or 7 inches long. It's got a wooden handle, and it's got, like, a silver or a metal butt to it.
Uh-huh.
And the blade is kind of curved at the top, and it says Germany on it. It's kind of old. The blade's a little rusted, and...
Yeah, that sounds like a Mauser.
A Mauser?
Yeah, a Mauser was a kind of German knife that was developed in 1941. And it was out of Trier, which is a very old town in Germany. Years ago, it was a Roman stronghold. And they were very, very known for their craftsmanship in knife building. And that sounds exactly like the famous 41 Mauser, which wasn't replaced until 57 by the Lugven. So you have a very valuable knife there. I wouldn't leave that out. A lot of people keep things like that in a safe deposit box.
I see. Well, should I try and get all the rust off the blade, or...?
No, that is... If that rust is from the 40s, then that would be valuable rust. If that's rust that was just from recent misuse, then you may want to. Do you know the age of the rust?
Yeah, shoot. I've had it for probably 10 years now, 5 or 10 years.
Was it rusty when you got it?
Yes, it was. It was.
All right, then you want to just leave that rust, because 5 will get you 10, that's 1940s rust, and that's, in fact, how they determine the value of the knife.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's... My guess is that is probably worth 700, 800 marks. Now, you'd have to go find out what that translates to into dollars, but at least 700, 800 marks.
I see. And I also have a beer can from Germany. I'm not sure the name of it because it's also rusted.
Okay.
The name's like rusted off, but maybe you could help me with what kind of beer can it is.
Sure. All you'd have to tell me on that, because I'm familiar with all the German beer cans because I had a collection myself, all you got to tell me on that is the color at the bottom. If there's any color exposed at the bottom of the can, that's all I need to know.
Well, it looks like it may be brown, but there's too much rust on it.
How about near the lip at the top?
Near the lip at the top.
Any color that comes to mind outside of rust?
Let's see. Maybe a little black or greenish. I'm not sure.
Oh, you know what that is. There was only one like that. That's Hoffen Mist.
What's that again?
Hoffen Mist.
Hoffen Mist.
Hoffen Mist. And that particular beer, the brewery was destroyed in Dresden.
Right.
And so that is in the Dresden bombing, the carpet bombing of Dresden, which was, well, pretty much finished off anything in Dresden. So you're looking at a beer that hasn't been brewed since the 40s. And if it's the color you're describing, that particular can was not used after 38 at the Hoffen Mist Brewery. So you have a couple of items there that, depending on if you got it in the right hands, could make you a sizable sum.
I see.
My guess there is you'd be looking at 200 to 300 marks.
Ah, okay. Well, you're the man, Mickey.
All right, thanks.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.